As the butterfly emerges from its cocoon, so the caterpillar starts over again. And if you're ready to start over again, how about listening to this week's classic bonus episode, episode 74 of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's called Starting Over Again. It's a classic episode that's beloved in my heart, and as we listen to it together, let's try to pick out what it was that makes this episode stick in my memory, like a rock in your shoe.
I'll just start over. I'll just begin again.
Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Well, you know you're not supposed to be running either, because joggers are hitting them in the head. Hitting them in the head and abducting them.
Well,
it's the truth.
I believe you. I believe you. I don't listen to the news as much. I get all my news from Kendall's mother.
Now, welcome back to the show.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hello, Cliff.
Well, hello, Donnie. Well, hello, Donnie.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
We are the Singinest Podcast.
Well, you know, if you wanted talk radio, you should have listened to some other channel. Oh, how's it going, Cliff? Other than your demise into the realm of not working.
Other than how terrible my life is, oh, yeah. Just fine.
I did get your email this morning where Target rejected your employment.
I'm not even good enough for Target. They're like, I don't think so.
I know you are very qualified.
We don't think so.
I know you're qualified for Target. I know you're a wonderful person. But I know that, everybody's...
Well, I'm a wonderful person.
Everyone's looking for work. And so that's why they can't hire you. So you're still smart enough and good enough, and doggone it, people like you.
I know. There are neurosurgeons who are trying to unload trucks at Target. I know.
I hear janitors
I'm having to compete with that.
I hear janitors are wanted at Watkins.
Listen, if they were,
you've got experience.
The cones are probably still up from when we were janitors in front of the bathrooms.
I don't know why these cones are still up. It looks like somebody would have taken them down by now.
I don't know why these bathrooms have been closed for 4 years. I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, so today's theme of our show, Cliff, speaking of terrible work and all this stuff, is starting over.
Again, okay.
And you're putting on your glasses to start over.
I'm starting over as somebody who wears glasses.
There are many ways a person can start over. You can start over by being skinny, which we tried for years.
I'm starting over.
I'm telling my own definition of starting over. Or it could be a corporation that's starting over by going bankrupt and starting anew. There's lots of different ways to start over. Our country has recently started over with the president that actually knows what he's doing.
Okay.
There's lots of different ways. How are you starting over, Cliff?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're going back to college.
Is it time for bad jokes yet? Yeah, I'm going back to college. Back in school. Faces may have changed, but the hassles are still the same.
He's starting over. He's going to school for podcasting this time.
I'm trying to get my PhD in podcastology.
Why not? Damn it. Then we can be touted as the only podcast on the air with a person on the air with a PhD in podcasting.
Two big fat doctors of podcasting.
Boom.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, Kendall, W.M. Lewis said, "The tragedy of life is not that it ends so soon, but that we wait so long to begin it."
That's true.
Isn't it? Because you always think that... You know, pretty soon your life is really going to start. And guess what, assholes? It already has started.
It has started a long time ago. Well, you know, I've often thought, you know, I think about kids going to school now, you know, like we did. And I remember thinking back then, it was like, oh, you're in school, you're having fun. And I think, God, it, like, humans, it takes, what am I hitting? Humans, it takes so long to, like, get through school and get up to the point where you actually begin your life.
Yeah.
Like, you wait, you, 18 years it takes for you to supposedly fulfill the knowledge that you're required to go forth and be a person in this society. Isn't that crazy?
It is real crazy. But then hopefully you live a lot longer than that.
Well, yeah, you do live a lot longer than that. Oh, I know why I thought that, because I was watching Grey's Anatomy the other night.
Oh, that was your problem.
And they were... And I was thinking, I should be doing something with my life right now.
Should have quit Grey's Anatomy a few seasons ago like everybody else did.
Well, there was this group of teenagers, and they were just, it was their graduation day, but they got in a wreck and they all died.
Oh. And I was like, no!
And I was like,
why couldn't that have happened to me?
I got to thinking, I was like, that's terrible. They spent all their entire lives going to school thinking, well, tomorrow I'm going to be an adult and start my life. And then bang, crash, dead. So yeah, it was really sad.
That sounds sad, but what were they graduating from, high school or college?
Oh, actually, I think it was college. Are you trying to drink a candle?
I'm trying, no. For lunch, I had a...
You had two other candles?
I had two other candles for lunch on my third candle of the day. No, I had a... Have you ever had a veggie burger from Burger King?
Oh, I have indeed, many a time.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, because I had to stop there today because I'm starting my life over as a nerd.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I want to go buy me a Star Trek glass.
Yeah.
Cue audience laughter and derision. But I also went to buy... Thanks. And I went to buy a Star Trek glass, and I felt real weird, like a big loser anyway, mm-hmm. asking them which Star Trek glasses they had in stock.
Which ones are in stock?
Yeah, and so I thought, I can't just buy a Star Trek glass. I have to buy something else, and the only other thing that I can buy is a veggie burger. And it was good, except for I think that it was just a regular one from the grocery store
on
a bun.
I mean, it's good. It's like you get to go out and eat fast food.
Yeah. But anyway, that veggie burger has given me terrible gas, and so I was trying to smell this candle.
Okay. Well, you know the people at Burger King were probably starting their life over. And that's the only job they could get. And you came in asking, which glasses do you have? And they probably thought, oh, if I have to one more time pull out all these glasses and tell them which one is available,
they're like, why is the comic book store guy coming in here asking which Star Trek glasses? But it was really funny because I was in my car. So I did this all through the drive-thru.
You did drive-by.
Yeah. And the guy, when I pulled up to get my veggie burger, he looked at the bag, you know, with the veggie burger in it, and he looked at me, and he's like, this big fat guy didn't order this veggie burger.
I was just about to say, I'm going to warn you real quick, because I ate Burger King veggie burgers a lot when I was in Phoenix, and I gained 20 pounds in Phoenix. So
no, they're fatty because it had like 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise on it.
Oh, yeah. Just because it's veggie doesn't mean you can't get fat on Burger King still.
No. Believe me, I know.
Just warning you.
Listen up, everybody out there who's starting their life over. Assholes. You can get fat on a veggie burger just the same. Trust us, we're the 2 fattest vegetarians you'll ever meet.
You can get fat in the same pants you got skinny in, you know?
But you will have to have them let out.
You have to have them let out. Do you want to go into our bad jokes now, Cliff? Because I need some
Why not?
Here we go. Hey, Cliff!
Wait, start that over.
Hey, Cliff! It's time for some bad jokes to start over with.
Starting over with some bad jokes. All right.
All right, Cliff, I'll start us off.
Oh, now, you start us over.
This father asks his 10-year-old son, guess who?
Little Johnny.
If he knew about the birds and the bees. Now, again, I don't know why.
Don't ever ask little Johnny.
I don't know why he would ask him that. But Johnny says, I don't want to know. And he bursts into tears. Aww. And the dad, and he said, promise you won't tell me, Dad. Promise you won't tell me. And the dad's really confused. And he says, what's wrong? I thought you wanted to know. And the little boy said, well, when I turned 6, I got the news that there's no Santa. At 7, I got the news there's no Easter Bunny. And when I was 8, you hit me with there's no Tooth Fairy. So if you tell me that grown-ups don't really have sex, I'll have nothing left to live for.
What a sad joke about the futility of life. Now, Kendall, I have to say I have some good jokes to start over with, okay?
Oh, good.
We're restarting our whole bad jokes here. Now, Kendall, a 90-year-old lady is on her way, guess to where, the gynecologist.
Oh.
Due to an itchy rash in her vajayjay.
Oh.
Now, when she gets there, the doctor, he checks her out and he says, when is the last time you had sex? And the old lady tells the doctor that she is still a virgin.
Ooh.
And so he looks up in her again and the doctor tells the lady, now I don't really have a medical term for this, so I'll be blunt. Your cherry has rotted. Isn't that gross?
That is terrible.
Rotten cherries.
I can't believe you're telling jokes like that.
But you know, she's restarting her life with a rotten cherry there in her old age.
I think I'll start bad jokes over with a nice cleaning. Okay. Now, one day, while Sue was cleaning under the bed, she found a small box. And she opened it and found 3 eggs and $10,000 in it.
Shit.
So, naturally, she was a little bit suspicious.
Uh-huh.
So she confronted her husband about 20 years about this box, and he said, oh, every time I cheated on you, I put an egg in the box. And now Sue was unhappy, but she thought 3 affairs over 20 years, maybe not so bad.
You could forgive that.
But what about the $10,000? And he said, well, every time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them.
Oh,
what a dirty cheating whore he was.
Slut. Okay. Now, Kendall, sometimes our jokes are a bit misogynistic, and I wanted to prove with this next joke that I can take a joke too, okay?
Okay.
That everything's all in good fun.
Okay.
So, okay, Kendall, there were these 2 gay guys that give each other anal sex each night. And now one night before they give each other anal sex, one of the guys has to go to the bathroom. And so the other guy says, okay, but don't jerk off in there. Save it for later. Because I guess gay guys are notorious for jerking off in the bathroom. And so the first guy agrees. He says, okay. And so the guy, he was in the toilet for a while. And the other gay guy decides to check on him. And so once he opens the toilet door, he sees a lot of sperm everywhere. Kendall, there's just sperm all over everything. And he gets angry and he says, I thought I told you not to jerk off and to save it for later. And the first gay guy, he says, well, I didn't jerk off. I just farted. Isn't that awful? You're stifling your laughter over there.
I was in the other room. Where in the hell do you find a joke like that on the internet?
On the internet!
All right, well, let me see what I can find here. Having been married 10 years and still living in an apartment, Cliff, this wife would often complain about anything as she was tired of saving every penny to buy a dream home.
Oh.
Now, trying to placate her, this husband found a new apartment within their budget. However, after the first week, she began complaining again.
Bitch.
Joel, she said, I don't want to live in this place at all. There are no curtains in the bathroom. The neighbors can see me every time I take a poop.
Oh.
And the husband said, don't worry. If the neighbors do see you taking a poop, they'll buy curtains.
Oh. Ouch.
That was my kind of dirty humor.
Now, you know, I do think that, I really honestly think you'll like this next one, okay?
Okay. I'm scared.
All right. Now, a man went to the doctor and said, listen, doc, whenever I fart, there's no smell. And the doctor asked the man if he could fart right there, and then the man did real loud, let a big fart out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor sniffed a few times and said, all right, I think I know what the problem is. And he went out of the room for a minute and came back with a very long stick with a hook on the end. The man became real frightened and said, doc, what are you going to do with that thing? And the doctor replied, I'm going to open a window. You got something wrong with your nose.
I did
smelly
like that
farter.
One.
See, you I thought right. so.
I have one more.
Oh, okay.
This man goes into a drugstore and asks the pharmacist if he can give him something for the hiccups. And the pharmacist promptly reaches out and slaps the man's face.
Uh-oh.
And the man says, "What did you do that for?" And he said, "Well, you don't have the hiccups anymore, do you?" And the man says, "Well, no, I don't, you idiot. But my wife out in the car still does."
Ooh.
Oh.
Ouch. Spousal abuse is no laughing matter.
It wasn't spousal abuse.
Yeah, I'm about to abuse somebody. Let's start over this show right after a commercial break.
Okay.
We've got more coming up. We'll be right back.
The fabric of our lives.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
Just one glance, my dear. I'll know you're here to stay. I'll search through endless rooms if I should lose my way. I'll just start over. I'll just begin again.
Right. Starting over.
Start now. Yeah, as we mentioned before, I am starting every day when you wake up, you're starting your
life.
You
are
over.
Every day.
I want all the assholes out there to know that. But I'm starting my life over because I'm going back to school. I think that 6 years of college was not enough for me. I think I need a few more.
Well, hey, and you're always learning.
Always. That's how old people like us stay young, Kendall. We keep learning new things. And so I'm starting my life over right now. But you know, I want you to be ready. Because in a few years, you're going to dig this episode out of mothballs. And you're going to start your life over, too. Don't you think? When you move back to Nashville?
Yeah, sure. I will be starting my life over. Like, every 5 years, I'll just restart.
We'll have to do another show about starting our lives over when you start your life over. I'm starting over, but so is the world, Kendall. Have you noticed that the world is rebooting?
Yes, I have.
You know, it won't be many years from now before newspapers and magazines are relics.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do think. I've read a lot of articles about the demise of newspapers. Like the Los Angeles Times has cut their circulation way, way, way down.
Yeah.
And there's like almost as many ads in there as there are editorial sections now.
Yeah, well, and, you know, magazine subscriptions are, they're so low priced because they are desperate to have people.
Yeah, well, everything's at your fingertips on the internet now.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, they're going out the... Gross. But, you know, Kindle, those are going to be gone, and video stores are already. They're on the way out, Kindle.
I know. Well, everything's through Netflix.
On the way out!
And TiVos, and I predict the future will all be, you know, download it right off of the server and watch it. You know, there won't be any movie stores. There's no need.
Well, and, you know, now see, what I like is right now we're breaking news to people. People didn't know these
things.
No.
Why would they know?
We're letting them hear it firsthand.
Yeah.
Blockbuster is going to be gone, y'all. Assholes. And you know, CD stores, and I thought maybe it was gonna make it through, but the Virgin Megastore, which is like a big Tower Records, which Tower Records died few years ago, yeah, which was really sad. And Virgin, dead. Even the one, I thought the one in Union Square in New York, I thought it was going to survive. I thought maybe, well, maybe it'd be there.
You know,
it's dead. It's going out of business. Isn't it? I was there all the time. It's so sad.
Well, and I have a short little tidbit about that. You know, it's so funny. Every couple years, you know, things always do start over and start afresh. And I remember, you know, you remember Media Play in Nashville?
I was there. I was there all the time.
I remember when it was like, when they were, I feel so old saying this, when they were like cassette tapes. And then like slowly, like they were, I was like, where are the cassette tapes? And they're like, oh, they're on a little, small little rack on the back wall. And now, yeah, you know, nobody sells cassette tapes anymore.
No, they're gone.
So we started over many times.
Yeah, we have. But okay, let's say how old we are. Do you remember what the first CD that you bought was?
I don't remember the first CD. I remember the first DVD.
What was the first DVD?
It was Jurassic Park. Oh. I got it for a birthday present with the DVD player.
Well, how beautiful. The first CD that I ever bought was, I like to say that it was the I'm Breathless Madonna album that had Vogue on it, but it really wasn't. Uh-huh. That came a few weeks later. The first CD I ever got was Wilson Phillips in 1990.
How do you remember this?
It was the first CD I ever had. I had a whole bunch of cassettes. And now I also remember the last cassette tape that I bought was 10 years later. I bought the NSYNC album No Strings Attached on cassette. For some reason, I thought, maybe I'll listen to this cassette and I don't need to buy it on CD. But then, of course, Kindle, it was the best album anybody ever heard, and I had to go back and buy it on CD.
And you still listen to it every day.
Not every day, but I do on occasion, and it takes me back to the good old days of the year 2000. We got to start our lives over.
Well, why don't we start anew with some media? Some okay. Media Minute. How about that, Cliff?
This is our first Media Minute of the rest of our lives. We're starting it over.
Cliff and Kendall's Media Minute.
Okay, have you got your clock set there?
I have got the clock set, Cliff. Are you ready? I'm going to put 1 minute on the clock. Here we go.
And I don't have much, you can see.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, filed under the good news for Cliff heading for Media Minute, there's a new Reba McEntire album coming out this summer.
Good.
Isn't that wonderful? I'll be buying the cassette August 18th. All right, and now, Kendall, I want you to sit down when you hear this.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that Kate Winslet, in addition to her wedding ring, she wears another ring given to her by Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, no.
On the same finger. But, Kendall, it's no use asking. She's not telling what the inscription reads on the inside of that ring.
My heart will go on, probably.
Something like that. I'm the king of the world.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Kendall, you know, we both love Alec Baldwin. Did you know he is the host of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra's radio show?
I did not.
He is. And in October, he is going to go to Vietnam.
Whoa, really?
That's not unrelated. He's going with the New York Philharmonic. They're on tour in Hanoi, Vietnam. And when they told him on the phone, do you know what he was like? He was like, what? Vietnam? What? Can you believe that?
I can't believe
that. Now, okay. Is my minute over?
It is. Do you want a couple more seconds?
Give me one more Media Minute.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Let me start over with another Media Minute.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Now, Kendall, I need you to meet me in New York coming soon, okay? I need you to come there because guess what? Academy Award winner Susan Sarandon is launching a ping pong bar in New York City. It's going to be called Spin New York, and it's going to feature Olympic-sized ping pong tables and Olympic lighting.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Thelma is opening her own ping pong bar. And there's no word on if there's going to be people with the little things holding up your score, like a 9 or anything.
Yeah.
How do they score that in the Olympics? We probably should have covered that on our Olympic show last summer.
Next year, there's always next.
The Winter Olympics will tell you how they score that. All right, now, Kendall, what do you think about Megan Fox, the girl from Transformers?
Well, I think her last name says it all.
You think so?
No, I think she's really pretty.
I think... Well, she is. But you know what I think? I think she's a fucking idiot. And let me tell you why. Let me expand on that.
Oh, she's, time's up. No, go ahead.
Give me one more. Now, do you know, Kendall, she is dating genius and 90210 alum Brian Austin Green. Did you know
that?
Yeah,
I did know that.
She is. She is.
From the Terminator
older,
TV show.
But that's
show.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Now, she recently came out in a magazine, and she, you know who she was dissing on, and she ought not be dissing on these people.
Who?
She was dissing on Robert Pattinson and Zac Efron. Can you believe that?
She just made your shit list.
Oh, I hate the bitch. Now, she said they're just too pretty with their big hair and suits. And she went on to say, now, boys in their 20s are a waste of time. She didn't want to date anybody in their 20s. That's why she's dating 35-year-old Brian Austin.
Yeah.
And she says they just don't have anything to offer conversationally. And to that, you know what I say?
What?
The only conversation you need to have with Zac Efron or Robert Pattinson is, where do you want me to lick you?
God.
Don't you think?
Sure.
What? Like that's a downfall. Oh, they can't hold a conversation. Who cares? Take off your clothes. Isn't that crazy? Isn't she a stupid bitch?
Sure. But a cute one.
Oh, stupid bitch. It'll be real funny when she's in celebrity rehab in a few years.
And thus endeth our 3-minute media minute.
I'm trying to keep it sassy.
You know what's
I'm
so funny? Is every time you say, I don't have much. And I started to say, well, we'll see about that. Give me one more minute. Give me one more minute.
I didn't think I did. But Kendall, I just have so much media to give to everybody.
Maybe if we did it more than once a year, you could get it under a minute.
Well, we'll do it seasonally. Once every quarter.
Once every quarter, we'll have our media minute section.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, we actually got viewer mail last week.
No shit.
We did. Talking about how much they loved my mother. Can you believe
well,
that?
Well, Kendall, who doesn't love of your all mother?
The,
I do.
Well, I do too, of course. She's my mother. But of all the times we've asked people to email, and they don't send us email. They send us our special guest, my mother, email.
Won't they even send us an email saying how big of a nerd I am for having this spot glass?
If you think Cliff's a nerd, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com and tell us.
I have visions of our account being suspended because of the enormous volume of emails we're going to get about that.
All we had to do was ask how big of a nerd you are. All right, Cliff, we're quickly running out of time due to our media 3 minutes. So let's get into our...
Well, it's because we keep starting over. We keep rebooting
let's
our lives.
Start again and have some things
start
you
over.
Should know.
All right.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now, here's your obese hosts, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, am I the obese one? I'm the only one that gets a bone.
There's mine. It's suspended. I was just, I just thought I'd throw obese in since we're both obese.
Well, we are obese.
There's
nothing to start over about that, unless we might start over because we are, stand on the scale and the numbers go around so many times they have to start over.
We're the only person that have a lap when we stand on the, we've lapped ourselves on the weight, on the scale.
Yeah.
All right, you go ahead and start, Cliff.
Okay, Kendall. The act of having several spouses at once is called what?
Polygamy.
Yeah.
I almost said monogamy, but that would be
monogamy.
The opposite. Or quite
Susan, I want you to always know I'll be polygamous with you.
Glad I don't get those mixed up too often. All right, Cliff. What famous historic event took place in Washington on August
28, 1963? The inauguration of... Lyndon Johnson. I don't know.
No. The March on Washington at the Lincoln Memorial where they had the I Have a Dream speech.
Oh. Well, good for them. Now, speaking, Kendall, of America, and when we all started over, our ancestors, they started over. They came on boats and killed the Indians. What was the first U.S. state to enter the Union?
The first U.S. state to enter the Union. Whoa. Pennsylvania?
No. Idiot! Everybody and their mama knows that it was Delaware.
Well, of course it was Delaware. I was just being funny.
Whoa!
Okay, now Cliff.
Funniest joke
after the Great Depression, after the Great Crash, the government had to start over again, right?
So they did. They started over.
What government agency was created to monitor the stock market and is still in use today?
The FCC.
No, stupid. The SEC.
I thought that was the Southeastern Conference.
Oh, well, that's the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
I thought I heard something. Then the candle came up to your nose. Go ahead.
I'm starting over here. Now, Kendall, in what century was the War of 1812 fought?
In what century?
Yeah.
The 19th century.
Right!
Was that a trick question?
That was a trick question. I wanted to see if you could start over.
You thought you were going to really try to stump me with that one. I know Charles Lindbergh was a woman. now, Cliff,
Mrs. Charles Lindbergh.
What was the largest planet in our solar system?
Other than me?
Oh!
The largest planet in our solar system? Is that the question?
Yes.
Neptune.
No! Stupid? Jupiter. Jupiter, which was named after the Roman king of all gods, more than 1,300 Earths could fit inside the gassy giant.
Really?
Which Cliff and Kendall are also called the gassy giant.
We are two gassy giants. All right, Kendall, according to legend, where did... I don't think you're going to get this one. see if you've brushed up on your legends lately. According to legend, where did Sir Bedivere throw Excalibur when King Arthur died?
Excalibur. He threw it into the ocean.
No, idiot, stupid, moron.
Into the fire.
No, you were close to the first time, Dumbo.
Into the ice. He threw it
into... you get 12 more guesses. He threw it into a lake.
I said the water.
You said the ocean.
Same thing. It was connected by a body of water.
One of the things you should know is the difference between a lake and an ocean.
Well, that was all the questions I had. Did you have any more?
That was all that I had.
Well, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know About Starting Over.
Starting over again.
We were talking about the Charles Lindbergh thing. I never get tired of hearing that clip because the conviction to which I have agreed that Charles Lindbergh is, he was like, Mrs. Charles. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was.
That was one of your brightest shining moments. Listen, everybody, this is episode 74. And coming up this fall is our 100th episode. Look for that clip on our 100th episode.
Oh, it'll be there.
When I think we need to count down our top 10 Cliff and Kendall moments.
Oh, we will.
On that show. We will. And that'll be one of them. I don't know if it'll be the best one, but it'll be one of them.
Our 100th episode will be a 3-hour-long grand spectacle.
tribute to ourselves. We're going to start over
now
with everything.
Before we start over, Cliff, and start our sad music, I do want to let the listeners know that next week on our show is our 70... What is it? Next week is our 70...
75.
75, yeah. And it's going to be our season finale, season 3.
Yeah.
And we're going to have...
We're starting over.
And we're going to have the much anticipated This Cliff and Kendall Live.
Hotly anticipated.
And if you have never listened to the radio show, This American Life... Do so. Go to thisamericanlife.org and listen to their podcast so you can be acquainted with the show and you know what's coming next week so you can be on the inside with all of our jokes.
Have yourself a meet and greet with our This American Life.
Yeah.
He didn't win America's Next Top Podcaster.
No, we
but
did.
That, don't hold that against him. Don't hold it against him.
So anyway, well, it was really sad that Hourglass didn't win that America's Next Top Podcaster because we were so good with our transitions.
Sad.
But you know what else
is
sad?
The sad music.
Oh, it's so sad.
Sad. Sad.
Oh, well. If you two are sad, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, where you can get glad. You can click on there to subscribe to our podcast. You can click on there to follow us on Twitter. You can check us out at myspace.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or subscribe to our podcast also at itunes.com.
Kendall, why don't you put us on Facebook?
I will.
Do it today.
I'll do it today.
There's no time like the present for starting over.
Gotta start over. Gotta do it on Facebook until some other technology comes along where we'll be starting over again.
Until we'll start over again.
But Cliff, I have a quote this week.
Oh, good. Me too. Okay, we'll both have one.
We'll both have a quote. I'll start.
There's so much to say about starting over.
Well, Cliff, when you feel that you have reached the end and that you cannot go one step further, when life seems to be drained of all purpose,
What a wonderful opportunity to start all over again, to turn a new page. And that was said by Eileen Caddy.
We started over together, Cliff.
Always starting over together. That's us. Stay with us, listeners, as we start over.
That's the first time we've ever had the same quote.
I think that it is. We've had the exact same jokes before, but never the same quote.
All right, Cliff.
And if we have, listeners, if you wish to correct us, why don't you just email us, and we'll start over next week by reading your email.
Well, Cliff, why don't you start over by taking us home?
Take me home, country roads, to a place I can start over. This is Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
And again, we love you.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Yeah, next year is 2010. Mm. And I'll bleep it out. Isn't that fucked up?
It is.
It is.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so the show is technically over, but I needed to make one quick retraction of several jokes that we've told in the past. Oftentimes we will say, put that in John McCain's dead mama's grave and smoke it. His mama is apparently not dead. So instead, all of those things that he should be putting in her grave and smoking, put them in John McCain's dead grandmama's grave and smoke them there. And frankly, in a few years, we can move him from that grave to his dead mama's grave. She's pretty old. Oh, if you made it through that one, you deserve a treat. Here's another one from the Cliff and Kendall vaults. This one goes out to all the lovers.
Party, party, give me your answer, do.
Oh, I'm half crazy.
Oh,
all for the love of you.
Oh, it won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage.
Oh, that's okay, cause I'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
You will. Party, party, give me your answer true. Stylish marriage. I've mentioned before I can't afford a carriage.
But I look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
You will, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is my favorite song from my childhood. Thank you. Good night.